Spencer Germany, congratulations on winning the Bach Society of Dayton's Young Composers Competition. Tell us a little bit about you.
Sure. I am originally from Memphis, Tennessee, and I am a composer and a music educator living in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I went to Middle Tennessee State University for music education, and I am currently the choir director at Central Magnet School, which is a 6th through 12th grade academic magnet school in the heart of Tennessee. I teach students 6 through 12 in a program of about 165 kids, and I also find time in my life to compose. I've been composing since my teen years with premieres across Tennessee and across the Southeast region, and I'm extremely proud to be awarded first prize for the Bach Society Young Composer Competition.
And the premiere of Spencer Germany's new work will take place this Sunday at the Bach Society of Dayton's annual holiday concert, Sweet Sounds of the Holidays. I'm Sean Yu with Arts Focus. Tell us about Stay Yet, My Friends.
Stay Yet, My Friends is a choral piece for SATB Choir and Piano that focuses on everything that New Year's Eve is. The text is from William Cullen Bryant and focuses on reflecting on the year that has passed, all the pain, tribulation, and joy of a year that's passed, the year ahead, and this moment of New Year's Eve of staying in the moment. If I could tell kind of my personal connection to that content, I knew I wanted to write a piece about New Year's, about New Year's Eve. Growing up, my mom is the youngest of six, a big Italian family, somehow placed in Memphis, Tennessee. And because of that, her mother was the matriarch of a pretty large family. And we would celebrate Thanksgiving. She made incredible food. We'd celebrate Christmas. But for some reason, New Year's was the holiday that we really went out for. It was gilded and bubbly and sparkly. And even at a young age, I just remember sequins and silver and streamers and all these things that just kind of linger in my brain. And a huge part about New Year's is this ability to reflect on the year that has passed, both good and bad, and project to the year ahead, both good and bad. And I think that is just so self-reflexive, and I think it really speaks to the human ideal, this idea that what has passed has formed us, it has hurt us, it has helped us. What's in front of us is going to form us, is going to hurt us, is going to help us. I write in the score, the word that comes to mind and Say It, My Friends, is linger. It feels like a cup of coffee with a friend that you don't quite want to end just yet. And I think in that moment at 12 o'clock on December 31st, you just want to stay a little bit longer.
To hear the music that you have been working on with pen and paper, to have it then come to life, what is that like?
I hate to say it is beyond description. I mean, it is this feeling of the pure act of creation, of putting something into the world that was not once there, I think is one of the highest exaltations a human can have. And that moment from pen to paper, in my case, computer screen and sound waves hitting my ears, to human beings singing the words, it is enlightening. It shows me sections of the score that I didn't even hear in my brain, I didn't highlight, I didn't focus on. And it shows me sections in the score that to hold on to and to highlight and to accentuate in further performances. So it is truly one of the greatest experiences possible as a composer.
You wouldn't want it to be exactly as you've heard it in your head.
No. Yes, exactly. You know, that's what my computer does. My computer does that for me. It's hard for young composers because a lot of times young composers have a harder time being performed. Our works have a harder time being performed. And the reason why I write is not to hear my software play it back to me. It's to have a human being put themselves into the score. So even text stress and breath and direction of phrases that I wouldn't have thought to put into a score, but the text has and somebody else feels that, brings just new vitality to the work. It really is otherworldly.
Congratulations once again to Spencer Germany, this year's winner, as well as to this year's runner-up, Mickey McGroarty. Both composers will be in attendance at this Sunday's Sweet Sounds of the Holidays concert, 4 p.m. at Kettering Seventh-day Adventist Church. The Bach Society of Dayton will be joined by the Kettering Children's Choir Chorale with a handbell prelude by the Kettering Advent Ringers at 3:45. Complimentary childcare is also available. Tickets can be purchased at boxsocietyofdayton.org or by phone 937-294-2224. I'm Sean Yu. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's Discover Classical.